Chapter 2. Negotiating Democracy. On the 11th of February 1990, it was at last time for Nelson Mandela to go home. A sizable percentage of the world community watched live that afternoon as Mandela stepped out of the gates of Victor Verster prison. Almost 2 years earlier, on the 11th of June 1988, an estimated television audience of 600 million people from 67 countries had watched a concert broadcast, a popular music tribute to Mandela's 70th birthday at Wembley Stadium in London. Described by the BBC presenter Robin Denslow in 1989 as the biggest and most spectacular pop political event of all time. It was organised by the British Anti-Apartheid Movement, AAM, under the guidance of its president, Archbishop Trevor Huddleston. The concert once again proved how present Mandela could be by his very absence. But now, here he was, a living embodiment of the failure of prison and of the apartheid regime, walking into the Western Cape sunshine, now and then saluting the crowds, smiling. Being part of the new emergent South Africa meant that Mandela had to enter into the bustle and hustle and confusion of the country and the people he meant to lead. Mandela's journey from the prison gates to Cape Town's Grand Parade, where thousands of supporters stood waiting to hear him speak, was marked by detours and trepidation, auguries perhaps of the twists and turns the country was fated to take on its journey towards democracy. There was a little drama when Mandela's driver, intimidated by the throngs lining the road close to the city hall, first drove to the nearby suburb of Rondebosch, where the convoy waited in a quiet street. There, Mandela saw a woman with her two babies, and he asked to hold them. After that, one of the activists present, Salim Mauser, suggested his house in Rondebosch East. Later, a concerned Archbishop Desmond Tutu tracked them down and urged Mandela's party to head to the city hall, or there would be a riot. Eventually, in the early evening, Mandela was able to speak to the people. He greeted the expectant multitude in the name of peace, democracy, and freedom for all.
I stand here before you, not as a prophet, but as a humble servant of you, the people, he said.